ego, brother.
Yep.
Kane is in the building.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hot Mess Monday. Why are you having a hot mess and it's only 6:51? Someone knocked down their garbage can backing out of the garage. The other guy opened up his alarm to let his opened up the door to let his dog out, and the alarm went off and woke up his family, and he thinks the neighbors too.
My hot mess Monday, I had one of those nights, you know, like when you blink and you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like I was watching TV. I blinked and then I woke up. Like, the night went super quick.
Yeah.
Typically, I wake up like two, three times like I'm an old man,
right?
You know, but that didn't happen last night.
704-570-9595. If you are having a hot mess Monday, we'll take your calls on that. Police say an Indiana man took a taxi to and from the bank he robbed. The 19-year-old took a cab and then paid the driver with the money that he stole from the bank.
Oh my God.
At least he paid cash.
He was arrested less than an hour after the bank robbery in Evansville.
He's probably like fumbling with all this cash, and the cab driver's like, well, this doesn't look shady.
Apparently, yeah. He passed the teller a note demanding money, but he didn't show a weapon. And I guess the banks are told that you have to, like, even if you don't see a weapon, you have to comply.
You have to assume, yeah.
It's just safer that way.
I remember a story not too long ago where I think it was a bank, either a bank or a store. Somebody robbed something, and one of the employees tried to stop them, and that employee was fired because that's not protocol. Protocol says you can't do that, and people were in an uproar over
that. That's like sometimes with loss prevention with retail stores. I don't think you can really hold them down.
Yeah.
You're not even supposed, I mean, when I worked in retail, we weren't supposed to approach anyone who was taking things.
Yeah, you just let them go.
And you know that goes against every bone in my body.
Right.
Anyway, he's being held in jail, but he did take a cab to and from his...
Dummy.
The guy's, you know, frantic in the back seat. The taxi cab hears sirens. He's
go,
it's
go,
fine.
Go, go.
It's fine. By the way, for Hot Mess Monday, if you want to get in on this, 704-570-9595, Stephanie tweeted at the MRL show, I opened the fridge this morning and salad dressing fell out and exploded everywhere.
The worst.
You don't want to clean up salad dressing at 6 a.m.?
That is the worst.
Yeah.
Hot Mess Monday is more of just like therapy, because then you can be like, hey, my day is not as bad as this person's day, you know?
It's a one-upper.
So, Loren, this bride missed her reception after she had an allergic reaction to the bouquet that she had. She picked the white and green wildflowers to use as fillers in her bouquet, and she had no idea what the effect would have on her. It turns out the flowers, called Snow on the Mountains, were actually poisonous, and they caused the bride to have a severe allergic reaction on her wedding day.
Hold on. They were poisonous, and she got this from a florist?
She picked the flowers Thursday before her wedding and worked on them until 6 in the morning the day of her wedding, but they didn't have an effect on her at that point. It wasn't until she washed her face before getting ready for the ceremony that she broke out in a rash, and she says it all went downhill from there.
Poor sugar.
Her face,
stinks.
Her neck, her arms, they were all red and bumpy. Her eyes were watering and burning.
Oh, that's why there's signs that says don't pick wild flowers.
The Benadryl and the allergy medicines didn't help.
Probably made her sleepy, too.
At one point, she lost her eyesight, she told the newspaper. Somehow, she made it through the ceremony and immediately rushed to the hospital after she got the nuptials done.
Nope. I'd be like, it's a sign. We're not
right?
supposed to
yeah,
do this.
Yeah, yeah. Some mojo thing going.
The doctors treated her and said that she's lucky she didn't have permanent eye damage. On the way back to the ceremony, the groom stopped at Target and bought his wife a new pair of pajamas that say bride so that she could be comfy for her first dance. They danced, cut the cake, and then rushed out of there so that she could sleep off the incident.
Oh,
that is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, this is pretty cool.
What's that?
You know Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
He heard about this, and he's throwing them a Disney Dream Wedding to make up for it.
Oh, that is cool.
So good for Steve.
And I kind of like how the family still let the reception happen. It sounds like there was still a party, even though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you paid for it, right?
Might as well. Go ahead and live it up. Let's bring in Cedra.
Cedra
from Marshville. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
So my hot mess Monday, I go to school for pulmonology, respiratory care practitioner, and I'm on my way to drop off my girls for school. And I have a one-year-old almost, so we won on Wednesday. I was changing his diaper, and he pooped on me.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do when that starts to happen either. Like, there's nothing you can do.
No, nothing at all. I was freaking out. My husband was just laughing, and it's like, seriously?
Yeah, isn't it fun when the husband laughs?
Yes.
Like, you think this is funny? You're doing it next time.
Cedra, yeah. I was just reading another article that I found in the New York Post that said being a mom is equivalent to 2.5 full-time jobs, according to this new study.
I agree with that.
I completely agree. I work in a hospital also, so it's crazy.
A survey of 2,000 American moms of children aged 5 to 12 analyzed their weekly schedule. So you're not even there yet, Cedra. But the study conducted revealed that the average daily start time for a mom is 6:23 a.m.
Yep.
No, 5:30.
Okay, and then once mom finishes all of her tasks with her career-related stuff or parenting, she ends her quote-unquote job at 8:31 p.m.
No, that's a lie.
What time do you close it down?
Probably like 11:30.
Oh, man.
Good gosh. You have three jobs.
Yeah, you know, I was on the phone with my sister yesterday. It was probably like 4:35, and you hear the kid, my niece, screaming. And, like, evidently all she wanted was a snack. And my sister's like, can I please be on the phone like a normal person for 5 minutes? Why do you scream every time I get on the phone? I'm like, yeah, that's awesome.
All four of mine. Yeah. All four of my children. Every time I get on the phone or go to the bathroom.
They go crazy.
Like, uh-huh.
But she's like, any other time, they'd be quiet for hours. The moment I want to talk to someone.
They know, man.
They scream.
Holy cow.
We left cash in the playroom for literally 2 seconds. Like, I went to the bathroom and came back. The room was completely clean beforehand. It looked like a bomb went off in there by the time I got back. And he was, like, stuck under, like, one of his, like, tool chest tables. I'm like, how did you do this?
What happened? All right, CJ. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully your Monday gets better. Then that's, like, the lowest point of your week.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You too.
If you want to share your Hot Mess Monday, please feel free to do so. Send us a tweet at the MRL Show. And if you haven't taken the time, follow us on Instagram at the MRL Show. We are on Facebook Live. We got like 4 cameras set up in here. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you can see us. Hello.
Hi.
We're all waving into the camera.
Okay, so Roy, show the camera what I brought in for you today.
Okay, so it may look like a certain flavor of Gatorade.
Or apple juice.
Apple juice,
but it's actually urine.
It's my wife's pee. And the first time we tried this experiment, it went a little, it didn't go right.
Yeah.
Roy said that the pee wasn't fresh enough. So Amanda, when she woke up in the middle of the night, she did that for you. She gave you a sample, buddy.
Yeah, because you need fresh, not like no soda, no wine. You need fresh pee. And what's creeping me out about this is the droplets on the side.
Oh, well, what's freaking me out about it is we're throwing this cup away afterwards, right? Yes. Like, nobody's going to drink out of that ever again.
No, we're going to throw it away. But up next, Roy's going to mix that with baking soda. And we're going to find out if I'm going to be having a boy or a girl. The gender reveal in an MRL Show family meeting coming up in just about 6 minutes.